This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'd like to welcome you to another edition of Washtenaw United. Each Monday, we explore issues of equity and opportunity through our partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and today we're going to look at a program designed to help prevent homelessness, and it's working. It's the SOS Housing Choice Voucher Program. It is put forth by SOS Community Services in collaboration with the Ann Arbor Housing Commission. We have two guests from SOS with us today. Rhonda Weathers is the executive director, and thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You bet, David. So good to be here.
And Giante Johnson is a housing support coordinator and eviction prevention specialist. And welcome to WEMU.
Thank you for having me.
Rhonda, let's start here. How prevalent is housing insecurity in Washtenaw County?
Well, it's a huge problem, David. A great portion of our population, particularly living east of the US 23 corridor, face housing insecurity on a daily basis and have to make choices, very tough choices, between feeding their family, paying their rent, buying their medication, or meeting any other host of needs for their families. So housing insecurity is something that we see at our agency on a daily basis, and we deal with a huge number of people through our housing programs, which we hope to help with those needs.
And of course, there are a great number of people that are getting help. How many are using the voucher system for housing in our community?
In the overall voucher system in Washtenaw County, we have a couple thousand households who are on vouchers. In this particular program, the SOS Eviction Prevention Program for HCV voucher holders, we serve about 90 per year of people who are at risk of losing their voucher for one reason or another.
And Giante, once shelter or housing is found, is there a degree of frequency in which the tenants find themselves on the verge of that eviction?
Yes, it is. It just depends on what they're actually going through at that time, like so far as losing that voucher.
What are some of the more typical reasons that someone might lose a voucher and then face the eviction notice?
It could be not turning in your annual packet, which is something they have to do every year in order to qualify for that, as well as trying to lease up. And trying to lease up is finding new housing, as well as it could be a landlord conflict in their renewals. So that's like 50% of trying to lease up and 20% of renewals and 30% of landlord conflicts.
And Rhonda, of course, we also have to take into account the landlord's perspective. And sometimes there are valid reasons to try and seek eviction for one of the tenants. In those cases, is there intervention available for them as well? Or are we focused on the ones who have unwittingly put themselves in position for eviction?
Well, we're really focusing on anybody who is holding a voucher from Ann Arbor Housing Commission and is at risk of losing that voucher. We, of course, understand the perspective of the landlord, and we work with the landlord to see if this is going to be a good fit for them and their property. If it's not, then our effort is really to help that consumer relocate to a location that's going to be more appropriate for them.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're looking at efforts to prevent homelessness and provide stable housing through the SOS Housing Choice Voucher Eviction Prevention Program. SOS Community Services Executive Director Rhonda Weathers is here, as is Housing Support Coordinator Giante Johnson. And Giante, when eviction is a possibility, do you think the affected tenants have been well prepared to know what services are available to them through SOS, or are they often caught unaware?
Well, I would say that they're referred to us, and then we let them know what services that we can provide them, is assisting with them, services in the community of who could help them with an eviction. It just depends on what they're being evicted for.
And so what are then the steps that you have to take in order to intervene and gain successful outcomes?
Well, the steps that I would take is first, you know, we'll go over the information that we have before us. And then from there, they could be referred over to legal services if it's an eviction to do with their money or any other conflict of the upkeep of the home. Every case is different and unique.
Is there a high success rate, Rhonda, of keeping voucher tenants in their rentals?
We have a very high success rate in this program. 90% to 95% of the people who are at risk of losing their vouchers are actually successful in retaining them once we integrate the supportive services through our program.
We keep talking about this as if this is old hat, but really this is a new, relatively new and innovative program, kind of exclusive to Washtenaw County. Others are watching to see if they might model after it. Where exactly did this come about, and how well has it been working overall?
Well, this came about really back in the fall of 2015, after HUD released one of their studies on the effectiveness of rapid rehousing. And we looked at that study, and the study said that rapid rehousing was effective, more effective than transitional supportive housing, but actually the most effective means of keeping people stably housed was through an HCV voucher. Well, the problem with HCV vouchers is that they stabilize the rental amount for a household, but they don't provide any supportive services. And for a small portion of the people coming into those voucher systems, the supportive services are really needed to help them do the annual renewals, sometimes needed to help them lease up in the first place. And without those supports present, families often lost the vouchers. So we approached Ann Arbor Housing Commission, who holds about 1,000 vouchers in this area,
right. And
asked them how many vouchers they were losing every month. And they said 8 to 10. So
That's a high percentage.
It's a very high percentage of their population. So we talked about developing a program that could provide supportive services to those who are at risk of losing their vouchers, and that's how this program really started. We've had tremendous success since we started this program, and got some seed funding from the Religious Action for Affordable Housing as well as coordinated funding. We've been able to sustain it and have wonderful impacts, serving about 90 households, I should say, per year, and achieving a success rate of 90 to 95% voucher retention.
There is clearly a need for expansion of these kinds of programs, and this program in particular. Is growth and expansion a part of the vision for the future?
It is. We're actually looking at attempting to expand this to the other voucher managers in this community, RPI and CMA, as well as looking at expansion statewide. So we're having tremendous success and really hope to grow this program.
Once again, you're listening to Washtenaw United, and our conversation with Rhonda Weather and Giante Johnson from SOS Community Services continues on 89.1 WEMU. Let's talk a little bit about the elephant in the room, Rhonda. There is just simply not enough housing in the area to support everyone who needs it. Affordable housing in some areas is becoming more difficult to find. Housing that accepts vouchers, even more difficult. How many individuals and families are going without as a result, despite the number you are helping?
Oh, a very high percentage of the population in this county go without, because the cost of housing here is very high. It's very high across the country, quite frankly. It's not an issue that is exclusive to this community. But we feel it, I think, a little more steadily because of the student population and the fact that landlords can set rent prices and don't have to negotiate a whole lot on them because we don't have enough available units.
There are so many different components and a variety of perspectives to consider when trying to address affordable housing and adequate shelter for those in need. From the specific SOS perspective, Rhonda, what do you think needs to be done in the short term?
We need to look at the properties that are available for development, encourage development on them, and then encourage developers who are coming in and buying regular properties to include some units of supportive housing or affordable housing in their developments so that we can help to meet the gap.
So we're talking that on a municipal perspective, on a legislative perspective. Giante, I'd like to ask you this. From a boots-on-the-ground perspective, how would you like to see community members as individuals or families become more involved in the process in finding and providing a solution?
Of course, we need all the support that we can get, but just being aware that these are issues within our community, and it limits the people who are actually going through it at the time, meaning the people that we serve. And just for people to be more aware that we have a problem with more supportive services. We need more supportive services to be able to help the clients that we're actually serving. And we don't have enough time in the segment to even discuss that, but I'm saying we need more. I'm the only one who's helping people who have a housing choice voucher and being their mouthpiece. So if we had more people to do the actual job, then we could serve a lot more, and we won't have as many people that would be at risk of losing a voucher.
Right. I think that the unique aspect of this program is that it's not just about affordability. It's really about those support services, as he was saying, that a small portion of the people who achieve some affordability in their housing through an HCV voucher are then left with no supports, nobody to help them find resources in the community, nobody to talk to them about what needs to be done for their annual renewal, nobody to talk to them about how to access food resources or medical resources, various resources that they might need. So the unique thing about this program is that it provides somebody to help people when they have a variety of needs, not related to affordability necessarily, but really related just to how do I get by on a day-to-day basis. That's what's missing in HCV vouchers, is that people are left without those needed supports.
Rhonda Weathers, thank you so much for your time today. And Giante Johnson, thank you for your time.
Thank you, David.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Rhonda and Giante are from the SOS Community Services, and we are looking forward to having them back to talk more about what SOS does in the community beyond this particular program. You'll hear that in a future edition of Washtenaw United. Washtenaw United is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and presented each Monday. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.